Would you turn to Matthew 6? Oh, to God be the glory. And starting at verse 9, would you read it with me? In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Now, you got to understand something. The first thing he acknowledged was the Father in heaven and his name. Amen? The next thing he acknowledges is that there is a kingdom that God so desires to bring on earth. And in this kingdom, there is his will. They coincide with one another. Is everybody with me? It says, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive others or our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So he acknowledges that there is an evil one that is going to try and come against the kingdom of God and the will of God. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. You know, so many times again we lose sight that we're not fighting flesh and blood, we're fighting powers of darkness. And one of the things the powers of darkness want to do is come against the will of God and promote the will of man.
Amen.
Go to 1 Peter chapter 5. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 5. In verse 6. Hallelujah. It's good to hear the pages turning on a Tuesday night. Read it with me. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Well, let me tell you something. It says in due time, not our time. That's a part of God's will, isn't it? Amen. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. One of the things that interferes with God's will is our care. Because see, our care is the will of man. His care is the will of God. So he says, cast them on me. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. The only way he can devour you is if you're constantly holding on to the will of man. Has everybody got it? So we need to cast the will of man off and put on the will of God. And God will exalt you in due time. Well, what happens is man wants to exalt himself in his time. It just doesn't happen. Go to Matthew 7, please. Oh, yeah. Matthew 7 and verse 12. Matthew 7 verse 12. Is everybody there? Let's all read this together, okay? Everybody. Matthew 7 verse 12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. This is the law and the prophets. Oh, that's called the law of sowing and reaping. Whatever, you know, some people just don't can't sow kindness. And they're wondering why everybody's always after them. Because they haven't sowed any kindness. You sow kindness, you get kindness. You sow wrath, you get wrath.
Amen.
You sow disobedience, you are disobedient.
Amen.
Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Whatever you do unto others is expected to be done unto you. I'm telling you, everything that you do, you should always be looking in that area. Every time the Spirit shares with me about correcting or whatever, the first thought that comes into my mind is, what would I want God to do to me? What I'm doing, would I want God to do it to me? Now, we know that God, we wouldn't want God to do things to us, would we? But let me tell you something. If you're right with God, even David said, do me. Show me. Show me. Judge me according to your will and your way. Has everybody got it? See, he was willing to accept chastisement from the Lord because he had a relationship with him. So, even in your walk and in my walk, we are willing to accept whatever in the office of pastor and in office that God has prepared for you, you're going to have to make choices. And even what you're doing right now with your brothers, doing unto them as you want them to do unto you. And what you're actually doing, and especially in office, what you've got to hear is the voice of the Lord to know what to do, because what you do and what you do in correction, counsel, direction, and chastisement, you got to know that God's going to do that to you too if you're not right. Does anybody understand that?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. You know, people will think before they do some things that they do to others. Saddam's reaping what he's sowing.
Amen.
Everybody reaps what they sow. It says, verse 13, read it with me. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Now check that out. He says, enter by the narrow gate. Because wide is the will of man, but narrow is the will of God. Go to the next verse. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So you got to understand something, that narrow is the will of God, and wide is the will of man. Amen. The path that the will of man leads is wide. But the path that the will of God is narrow, and it's difficult. And the reason why it's difficult, because the powers of darkness are going to come against you and try to cause you to resist the will of God and accept the will of man. And of course, by accepting the will of man, we accept the will of powers of darkness, Satan himself. Amen. Go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Let it rain. First John chapter 2. Hallelujah. Is everybody there?
Yep.
Verse 16. All right, let's start at 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world, which is representation of the will of man. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. So you and I must have a desire to do the will of God. That must be a desire. In your everyday walk, your whole purpose is, in every decision you make, you're always concerned and you want to discern whether what you're about to do is going to be the will of God or the will of man. People stay out of a lot of trouble if they quit trying to do the will of God. Amen? I mean, the will of man, and do the will of God. Hallelujah. So he who does the will of God abides forever. That's a choice, isn't it? That's a choice. Go to John chapter 5. Praise God. John 5 and verse 30. Would you read it with me? This is Jesus speaking now. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. God's will is always to seek others. In other words, God's will is to seek God's will, isn't it? So you're not seeking your own. And God is always telling you to do my will, and it always involves others. Does everybody understand that? Because doing God's will is giving. Doing man's will is always receiving. Does everybody get it?
Amen.
See, if you do God's will, receiving comes automatically.
Amen.
But there are so many people that are they're out there to get instead of to give.
Amen.
Their only purpose is, what can I use God for to get what I need?
Amen.
That's not God's will, that's man's will.
Amen.
Let me tell you, many people hide behind the scriptures just like the devil.
Amen.
And they utilize the scriptures and try to assimilate, you know, God's will. But man, you know what? It ain't going to work, because God sees all. Because He knows our heart, doesn't He? Even though we might not. God's will does not seek self. Remember that. God's will seeks God, and then He adds what's needed. That's why the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all things will be added to you. Because what are you actually doing? You're actually seeking the will of God, aren't you? And then everything else will be added to you. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Romans 12. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Glory to the Lamb. Would you read it with me? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So what you're actually doing is you're presenting yourself. You're presenting your will, your desires. You're presenting your body and every member and everything to God Almighty every single day as a living sacrifice, not desiring to take it back. In verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now let me explain something to you. There's three wills of God, or what we call 3 degrees of God. 3 degrees of God's will. And then there's the will of man. Now, the Word says that we are predestined, and we'll go there in a second. So if we're predestined to be conformed in the image and likeness of Christ, we have a choice or will to accept that, don't we? In fact, we have a choice and a will to walk in it. Now, in these three wills, which is called the good, acceptable, and perfect, there are different degrees, or what we call different levels of God's will. In fact, the Bible says that there is sin that's unto death, and sin that is not unto death. Okay? There are certain degrees of God's will that you and I walk in, and then there's the will of man. Now, God knows exactly each pathway of each will. He knows the pathway of the good will, the acceptable will, the perfect will, and the will of man. He knows the end result of every pathway.
Amen.
You choose the path you're going in. He will not interfere. Has everybody got it? You choose the path. You know, so many people say, well, it must have been God's will that I was a drug addict. Well, that's just plumb stupid. His will was that you were conformed in His image and likeness and that you'd quit sinning. Amen. The only reason why we did what we did is because we chose the will of man. Has everybody got it? Believe me, it wasn't God's will that I got sentenced to life in jail. It wasn't God's will that I lost my first wife and child and everything else because of my drug addiction. That was not God's will. That was not God's will for that child to go through the stuff she had to go through. No, it wasn't God's will. So we can't use that excuse, well, it must have been God's will so I can learn. No. If you're using that excuse to damage other people's life for you to learn, then you're a fool. Hello? That's not how God works. But He says, all things will work to the good to those who love Him.
Amen?
Amen? Not to those who use Him. There's a difference.
Amen.
So when you and I made that choice to do the will of God, it was good, wasn't it? We made a good choice. That's what's known as the good will of God. You made a good choice to do the will of God. Then there's an acceptable will and then there's a perfect will. It doesn't mean that you're going to constantly fall into that same pathway, does it? Many of us have been shifted from one pathway to another, haven't we?
Amen.
And the name of this teaching is called Four Pathways of Choice. You'll either choose the good, acceptable, or perfect will of God or the will of man. Four pathways of choice. God will not interfere. But you must remember something. The Lord knows the result of every path. Remember, the Lord says that He desires no one to perish, right? Then why are there people in hell? Was it God's will for Him to create man and then send him to hell? No. None whatsoever. I hear that from people. It blows my mind. Well, it must have been predestined for that person to go to hell. What a bonehead. You know? I mean, no, it wasn't predestined for that person to go to hell. Amen? I can go in a whole teaching about Judas right now and tell you where he is. Because people think he's in hell. But anyways, I'm not going there. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Ephesians chapter 1. Glory to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You'll get all your answers. Praise be to God. Where did I say go? Oh, Ephesians. Thank you. I want to do the perfect will. Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. In verse 3 through 6, would you read it with me? Blessed be the God and the Father. Hello, is anybody there yet? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. The what? The good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us what? Accepted in the Beloved. So we see we've gone from good to what? Accepted. Hello? But you and I have been predestined to be conformed in the image and likeness of Christ. Now the things in the path that we choose, God will utilize to mold us, won't he? But it's sure a lot easier to get molded right in the Spirit all the way, isn't it? Why do we have to go eat dirt over and over? Because we choose man's will. Matthew 16. Let's talk about man's will. Matthew 16. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 16 and verse 21. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." Now you got to understand something. Peter, with good intentions, thought he was doing the right thing. But he didn't understand because Jesus just told him what he had to do, didn't he? So Peter already knew what the will of God was, but he chose not to accept it. He chose to interfere with the will of God by getting into soulish and trying to prevent Jesus from being crucified. He was trying to prevent him from going to get killed and raised. Does everybody understand that? Because he was of the will in the will of man. And Jesus said, "You're an offense to me." Believe me, we're an offense to the Lord when we choose the will of man. Now let me explain something to you. The will of man means something very important. It means that you're following your own desires and not the desires of the Lord. It means you're following your own desires. Peter had this desire, even though that he thought it was a good desire, but it was not the will of God's desire, was it? That's why people get ahead of God. You know, yesterday, in fact, this is powerful because last night when we had a meeting and so forth, and you know, we were just talking about prayer partners, this and that, and put out a list, and I got home and the Lord said to me, "That's not my will." He said, "That was your desires, which is the will of man." So this is how some of the teaching started off. I said, "Whoa, okay, Lord, what you want?" Because there was an unstirring in my spirit. There was an unrest. It's like, okay, well, he says, "You can't allow this to happen." I said, "Okay, what do you want me to do?" He says, and then he gave me a whole thing of prayer partners. So I've got a whole new list of prayer partners. Hallelujah. Anyways, to God be the glory. Amen. He said, "It was your desire, not my will." But you know, it's powerful because he used that. Amen? Amen. So that I could get the impartation. Now, was it God's will for me to? No, it wasn't. He wanted me to do it ahead of time, didn't he? But I didn't. But if you have fellowship with the Lord, you'll be one that quickly goes right to God's will. Does everybody understand it? You won't fight and struggle and resist and justify the will of man. You'll go right to God's will and say, "Okay, Lord, what do you want me to do?" Isn't that what Saul did when he became Paul? I mean, he thought he was doing the will of God, didn't he? By going around and killing everybody. In fact, he was coming against the number one commandment, "Thou shalt not kill," right? Forget the commandments. I'm doing God's will. No. And then when the Lord revealed himself to him, he said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Now he was willing to do the will of God, wasn't he? And it doesn't mean that he didn't make mistakes. He did. But he was willing to get right back into the will of God because he had fellowship. And if you're really not in fellowship with the Spirit and you're fellowship with self, you'll be led by your desires instead of led by the will of God. And your own desires is the will of man. Does everybody understand that? And you'll find that you'll get out of place. All kinds of things. The devil will have access to steal things. You won't have that peace. You'll be struggling. You'll be anxious. You can't wait to get something done. It's called anxious. Be anxious for nothing, right? Man, I can't wait to. That ain't God's will. Because if you're really in fellowship with the Lord, you won't care about anything but pleasing Him. No matter what it is. If you're really in relationship. Now, you can talk about pleasing Him. You may have good intentions like Peter did, but Jesus is going to still say to you, get behind me, Satan, if you still choose the will of man. Amen? Woo! Matthew 16. Are we still there? So mindful of the things of men. Now listen, didn't the Lord tell them, don't worry about what you're going to eat? Don't worry about what you're going to wear? Don't worry about money? Oh, man. What are we going to eat? Man, I got to eat. Man, what am I going to wear? I need clothes. Man, I need to get a job. I need some money. But you don't understand. I got all these bills to pay. It's called the will of man. Because if you're really in that place with the Lord, you'll know that God's going to supply all your needs according to His riches and glory and far above all you could ever ask or think if you'll stay in position. But if you get out of position, you do the will of man. And the devil has access to you. The first thing he likes to do is put stress, doubt, confusion, unbelief. Woe is me. Nobody loves me. Sucks you right in the soul. Then you got to get the soul slapped out of you. Amen? By the Holy Ghost. And good regeneration. See, that's that butt ministry again, right? The Bible says we're the head, not the tail. Amen. Right. Romans 8. Remember, Jesus said, you're mindful of the things of man and not the things of God. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. We're still talking about the will of man. Oh, hallelujah. See, the will of God is simple. Remember, the Bible said the will of man is what? Wide, man. It's broad. The will of God is narrow, right? And difficult. The will of man is easy, but they didn't tell you it was tormenting. Oh, do what thou feel like. That's Satan's doctrine. Do what you feel like. Feels good, do it. I mean, that's what the world says, right? You know? Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 and verse 5, would you read it with me, please? For those who live according to the flesh set their what? Minds on the things of the flesh. You think that might be food, clothes, and cash? You know, when you buy a vehicle, are you looking at how it can expand the kingdom or for your own good, for your own use? When you buy whatever, are you looking at, is it for the kingdom? What can God use you to use that product for? Or are you looking for your own self-use? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, you know, hey, you know, there's some things that the Lord's going to bless you with for you to have a good time with. You understand what I'm saying? But if the kingdom of God is not in your heart first of what God wants, then people go out and get things that they want. You know what I'm saying? Instead of God sending them. See, God blesses you with those things. He'll bless you with those things. You know, I used to have a 1946 Chrysler limo. Big white wall, tires. I had Jesus written on both sides in gold, you know. But that car was used for the wrong thing at one time. And it was turned over to the Lord. So I used to chauffeur Jesus, you know. People used to look at this car all the time. But they would see Jesus on that car. And then I finally got rid of it. But see, we don't want to set our minds on the things of the flesh, which is concerning of self all the time. Concerning of self. We want to set our minds on the things of the Spirit, that whatever we own, whatever God has blessed us with, whatever it is, it's to expand His kingdom and bring glory to Him. Even when we're at work, we're laboring unto the Lord, aren't we?
Amen.
You know? The Bible says about having some money so you can bless somebody in need. So many people have gotten so caught up in stuff that they can't bless anybody because they're still catching up on the stuff that they did from the will of man. Does everybody understand that? In verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is what?
Yeah.
So the will of man ends up what?
Yeah.
It ends up death, right. But to be spiritually minded is life and what? You got to understand something. God's will brings peace and life. If you're not in peace, you're not doing God's will. You're doing your desire, and the end result will be always trouble. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Come on, read it with me. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Those who are willing to do the will of man cannot please God. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4. In verse 1, would you all read it with me, please? Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith. Now that must be a believer, right? Because it would be someone that's walking in the faith, and now they're departing from the faith. So he's saying there's going to be many believers who are going to choose the will of man after doing the will of God for a period of time. Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Wow. So we know we're not fighting flesh and blood, right? Familiar spirits enticing man to do man's will. Familiar spirits enticing man to do man's will. Let me repeat that. Familiar spirits enticing man to do man's will. Even though you may think you're doing the will of God, you may be doing the will of man. Remember, Saul thought he was doing the will of God, didn't he?
Yeah.
Revelation 20. Praise be to God. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. The end result of doing man's will. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their what? Their works, or their deeds. By the things which were written in the books. That's called the book of remembrance. God doesn't forget. Man does, so he keeps a record of it and shows the person before they go to hell.
Amen.
Here's why you're going.
Yeah. Amen.
The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. chapter 21 and verses 6 through 8. And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who what? Overcomes. In other words, overcomes man's will. Shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son or daughter. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderer, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in a lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Matthew 7. Oh, hallelujah. Man's will versus God's will. In fact, that's what the last election was over. The fight in the spirit was man's will against God's will. That's why you're seeing the results now, aren't you? Babylon is being taken. Iraq known as Babylon. It's all part of God's will, isn't it? Because man prayed in, the body of Christ prayed in the godly president that's doing the godly deeds. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. Would you read it with me? "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." So even if you're a believer and choose not to do the will of man, you're in danger. I mean, if you choose not to do the will of God, you're in danger. But if you choose the will of man, you're in danger, right? Total danger. So he says, listen, there's going to be believers that come before me thinking they were doing the right things. They're going to come before me, he's going to say, "I don't know you. I don't know you." "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name? Done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Man's will is lawlessness before the eyes of God. Man's will is lawlessness before the eyes of God. "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock." Amen. Now we know that. Go to Galatians 5. We might as well go there and share what the works of the flesh are so that people know. Galatians chapter 5. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Everybody there? In verse 19, would you read it with me? "Now the works of the flesh, or the works of man's will, is evidence, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, which I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." So they just won't. Man's will not get him into the kingdom. See, there's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and there's the tree of life. By doing the tree of the knowledge of good and evil will not get you into heaven. Just because people say, "I'm a good person," In their eyes, they're a good person. In the world's eyes, they're a good person. But are they doing the will of God? If they're not doing the will of God, they will not have access to the kingdom. Hello? Praise God. Only the tree of life brings life. Only the tree of life brings life. So you want to eat from the tree of life, don't you? Not from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Romans 12 again. Hallelujah. Okay, Romans 12 again. In verse 2, would you read it with me? And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we've got three wills of God, don't we? We've got the good, the acceptable, and perfect will. Now I want you to go to Revelation 17. Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Revelation 17. Now remember, darkness is going to resist you from doing the will of God in any path. They're going to try and entice you to do the will of man. In verse 14, it says, is everybody there? And these will make war with the Lamb. Well, the Lamb represents the will of God, doesn't it? And the Lamb will overcome them, for He is the Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with Him are called, chosen, and faithful. That is parallel to good, acceptable, and perfect. That is representation of called, chosen, and faithful. Has everybody got it? So good represents called, acceptable represents chosen, and perfect represents faithful. Faithful. Go to Psalm 143. Psalm 143. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 143. In verse 9, would you read it with me, 9 and 10? Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies, in you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God, your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. He's saying, I'm willing to do your will. That's good, isn't it? Just to have the desire and to begin to do the will of God, to make that choice of wanting to do the will of God, rejecting the will of man is accepted as good will. Does everybody understand that? And I'll give you an example of that. Go to... Now, let me back up a little bit. We just said that we were called, chosen, and faithful. The called, the chosen, and faithful. The word called also means invited. You got an invitation. The word chosen represents participant. And the word faithful represents continuous. So you've been called, you've been invited to do the will of God. When you accepted the invitation, it's considered good. Then there's what we call an acceptable will of God, and it's not it has nothing to do with the acceptable towards man. It's God accepting what you're doing according to His will. And we'll talk about that. Go to Genesis 4. Here the psalmist, David desired something good, didn't he? He said, teach me to do your will. Teach me. Amen? That was good, wasn't it? Genesis chapter 4. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 4. Is everybody there? Oh, hallelujah. Starting at verse 1. Read along with me, please. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time, his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Now you got to understand something. First of all, they both knew what the perfect offering was, because they were taught by mom and dad. In fact, the Lord taught them before they left the garden. The Lord killed an animal and clothed them. He taught them what the first thing was, that a sacrificial animal was going to be accepted as a sacrifice unto him. So they already knew. They were already, Adam and Eve were already sacrificing animals to the Lord. Well, if you get in the spirit, you'll see it. Remember, not everything is written about what was going on. Amen. Amen. So, we got to understand, so Abel and Cain knew exactly the right thing to do, didn't they? In fact, it says that what? Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a of the ground. So, Cain should have gone to Abel and said, hey man, let's sacrifice this together. I know it's acceptable to God. But he chose to do his own will. Now watch. So we know that the Lord accepted Abel's, but rejected Cain's, didn't he? And verse 7, now look at this. The Lord says, if you do well, will you not be accepted? So in other words, what you're saying, okay, I see that your desire is to do the will of God. Now do what I've asked you to do, and I will accept it. Do you understand that? Do what I've asked you to do, and I will accept it. See, so many people are still playing Cain and Abel. They're still playing Cain and Abel. They're walking in a good and acceptable will. And sometimes God has not accepted what they are offering, so sometimes they got to start over. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. In other words, listen, if you don't do well, if you're not willing to do what I'm asking you to do according to my will, you're an open door. And sin is knocking at your door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. In other words, you should rule over the will of man and do the will of God. Now look at this is what happened when he chose not to rule over the will of man. What did he do? He followed his own desire, didn't he? His desire was to bring the offering of the ground when he knew the right thing to do. So being led by his desire, not by the will of God, it opened the door to demonic activity to him. And the Lord shared with him, listen, you should have dominion over the will of man. If you'll take dominion over the will of man, I'll accept your offering as long as you do it right. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and what? He killed him. So the will of man led into murder, didn't it? Because he wasn't willing to lay down man's will. And then what happened? Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? Amen. And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are what? Cursed from the earth. Has everybody got it? See, the will of man brings a curse. The will of man brings a curse. But see, when you and I decide to do the will of man, thank God for the blood, we can repent and break that off us, can't we? Doesn't mean you won't reap, though. Amen? So God was actually giving Cain the opportunity, wasn't he, to get back into the will of man, or the will of God, and resist the will of man. But Cain chose not to, and he ended up being cursed and separated from the flock, didn't he? Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2. You know, you can't always keep going on and living on that scripture, all things work to the good, to those who love the Lord and called by His purpose. Yes, it's there, amen? But you're still going to reap. You'll still reap. I mean, I thank God that all things will work to the good. I want things to work to the perfect. Because there is a perfect will. There is a perfect will for me and you. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse something. Let's see. Verse 21. Ooh. Ah, wait a minute. Let's go to verse 19. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity or man's will. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So you and I must make that choice. Go to Galatians chapter 6. Praise God. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Read it with me, please. Galatians 6, 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh, will the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit, will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Praise God. So we will reap. Things will work to the good, won't they? But he who sows to the will of man will reap corruption. And he who sows to the will of God will reap life. Amen? Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Oh, we're just cruising tonight. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 5. Ephesians 6 and verse 5. Would everybody read it with me? Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. So God is the rewarder of those who will do His will. Amen? There's a price to pay, isn't there? Go to Matthew 12. you, Lord. Matthew chapter 12. Verse 47. Then one said to him, "Look, your mother and your brother are standing outside seeking to speak with you." And he answered and said to one of them who told him, "Who is my mother and who is my brother?" And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples. And he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." That's powerful. In other words, he was willing to do the will of God. He's got relationship. It's called family. That's exactly what he was expressing here, was family. Family is a part of the will of God in the kingdom of God. It's family. Amen? And relationship. In other words, that's the acceptable will, isn't it? Acceptable will maintains relationship, doesn't it? It brings relationship. It brings family. That's the acceptable will with God. Go to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Now there's something important that we've got to understand. God's will, the most important thing to God's will is timing. If you're out of time, even though that you know something is God's will, you just nullified God's will. If you move out of God's timing, you nullify the will of the Lord. And you move into the will of man. Does everybody understand that? Let's just say God said something to you, and okay, well, all right, Lord. So as we wait on the Lord, He's going to bring it to pass, isn't He? It's going to be smooth. It's going to fall into place. There's going to be no problems. There's going to be no offense. There's going to be no trouble. Everything will, bam. Doors will open, right? There'll be favor of the Lord there. I mean, you know when it's God's will, if you're in the Spirit. And God's will has got nothing to do with what you feel like. God's will has nothing to do about a desire. That's not God's will is no effect of a desire. Does everybody understand that? God's will is God's will, not a desire. In fact, the Bible tells us that love is not about a feeling, isn't it? It's a choice. It's a choice, not that feelings don't come later or increase and so forth, right? But first of all, you make the choice, don't you? If God tells you to do something in that area, you make the choice. But if you're being led by your desires and your feelings, it's not God's will. He's not the God of feeling and desire. He's the God of truth. And people get sucked up in feelings and desires. You know what people do sometimes? They say, "God told me this," because it's something they desire and they believe that God told them it now. That's not God's will. That's man's will promoting a desire, and they call it God's will. Has everybody got that? Do I need to repeat that? If you have there's many people who go by what they feel, and what they're going to do is they're going to express their desire and call it God's will. You know, the devil knows exactly what's what. He shoots that dart, and he says, "Hey, here's a desire." And then you call it, and man will call it God's will because they agree with that desire. But it might not be God's will. Amen. God's will is not about desires. It's about truth. Amen? Amen? And I'm not saying desires won't come. We want the desires of the Lord, don't we? We don't want the desires of self. Because when it's God's will, there will always be something that Jesus said. When Jesus died on the cross, there's something he said, it's finished. When something is God's will always be completed.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
There'll be a completion in it.
Amen.
There'll be a fruit-bearing completion. If it's not God's will, there won't be fruit-bearing completion. So God's timing is important, isn't it? And we can't be led by a desire, and a desire allowing us to hear a voice saying, this is God's will. You can't do that. People get married by those things and get in trouble. People get jobs by those things and get in trouble. People do things and tell people things and they get in trouble because of it. Then they blame God. Well, Lord, you told me so. And he says, no, I didn't. It was your own desire telling you that. John 5, verse 30. Praise God. Jesus said, I can of myself do what? Nothing. As I what? Hear. He's hearing the voice of God because he knew it. I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Wow. Jesus, the acceptable will is the will unto death. I mean, the perfect will is the will of God unto death. It's the will unto death. Jesus said, if it's possible, let this cup pass me by, right?
Amen.
But not my will, your will. God's perfect will is the will unto death. Has everybody got it?
Yes. Amen.
Remember, Jesus is asking you, will you die for me?
Amen.
Will you die for me? Will you die to yourself for me? Will you let go of Jesus? I mean, if Jesus said to you, quit your job, quit, sell your homes, do this, do that, would you do it? Now we know God doesn't interrupt himself, so I don't want everybody staying home tomorrow, okay? Praise God. Go to Mark 4. Praise be to the Lord. Four pathways of choice. Mark chapter 4. Glory to God. Verse 13. And Jesus said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? If you can't understand this, how are you going to understand the will of God? How are you going to understand the mysteries of God, he was saying? He said, the sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their heart. These likewise are the ones sown on the stony ground who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. He's talking about the wills of God. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among thorns, and they are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desire for other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. God's will always produces fruit. Always. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, 60, and some 100. The good will produce 30. The acceptable will produce 60, and the perfect will produce 100-fold. These are degrees of fruit, isn't it? Degrees of fruit, known that coincide with the degrees of God's will. 3 degrees of God's will: good, acceptable, and perfect. Amen? Let's close in John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Praise God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Must be God's perfect will, right? Hallelujah. Simple teaching tonight, right? Hallelujah. Simple, quick teaching. I wasn't going to say that prayer. I didn't know I was going to go.
Yeah.
In John 15, praise be to God, starting at verse 1. Read it with me. I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes that it may bear more fruit. Now you got to understand, once you start doing the good will of God, and you start doing the acceptable will of God, God's going to prune you. Because the perfect will of God is what He's desiring to bring you to, that degree and that level. And that means you're bearing more fruit. Amen? You want to be a tree that bears much fruit. Much fruit. But He's going to have to prune you. And then what He's doing is He's pruning you. So He's squeezing you to get the will of man out of you. He's pruning you to remove your desires so that His desires will replace your desires. Because when people are led by their desires, they're enticed, they sin, and a curse comes, doesn't it? It's always trouble in your own desires. So if the end result is not complete with bearing good fruit, you know it's not God's will. Does everybody got it? Now, sometimes there's a delay, isn't there? Because God's gathering together or doing something. There's a divine delay. Amen? But in the divine delay, what is happening is still bearing fruit. Until it finally, He puts it all together so that it's the perfect will. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 3, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Let me tell you something. People who are not walking in the will of God, fruit stinks. They're walking in the will of man. And their fight is not with man. It's with darkness, because what they're doing is constantly resisting the will of God. And the will of man, especially after you've started the will of God, and you say you want to do the will of God, without doing the will of God, it brings unrest. It brings anxiousness, anxiety, and eventually torment. And stinky fruit. Amen? The fruits stink. And verse 5. I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Why? Because it will be of His will, won't it? By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Make the choice. Make the choice. There's 4 choices. Good, acceptable, perfect, or man's will. Amen?
Amen?
You make the choice every single day. Remember, the devil's a part of your everyday life and your decisions. He's trying to cause you to choose the will of man and your desires. But you must constantly fight that to do the will of God. That's where the fight's at, isn't it? Set your mind towards the will of God and the things of the Spirit. Get your eyes off yourself. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you look like, how much money you're making, how you're going to do this and how you're going to do that. When you get out of yourself and you get in Him, you'll bear fruit and He'll supply all of your needs. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank You for Your Word.
Yes.
We thank You. Lord, we commit all things to You. And we desire in this room, I know everyone in this room, at least I pray everyone in this room, desires to do Your perfect will. So we welcome the pruning. We welcome it. Prune us, Lord, that we will bear more fruit for Your glory. That we will be a part of expanding Your kingdom and bringing glory to Your name. Lord, that we can stand before You and hear You say, "Enter in, my good and faithful servant, for You are faithful with a little. I gave You much, and You've done well." Lord, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In us and through us. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen, amen and hallelujah.